Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Christ Lutheran Church in Orpington is a modestly sized building. We have a spacious sanctuary for worship. We have a very nice sized church hall which plays host to many functions. The kitchen is adequate for our needs, and there are two reasonably sized rooms that we use for Sunday school. Now, tucked away at the back of one of these rooms used for Sunday school, you will find a cupboard. Most people don't even notice it when they walk into the room. In this cupboard, we store our Christmas decorations, the floor polisher, the Easter cross, and on the wall, you will find the fuse board for the electricity panel for our building. Now, if something blows a fuse, this is the place you go to flip the switch so that the power can be regained. Attached to this board is a meter, which keeps track of the electricity used by the church. Now we regularly report the number registered on this electricity meter to the electric company so that they can send us a bill. Occasionally, they send round someone to read the meter just to make sure that we're telling them the truth. And that's what happened the other day. It sounds like everything should have gone smoothly, but what followed was anything but straightforward. The key for this door often gets misplaced, and this happened to be one of those days. The person who wanted to unlock the cupboard could not find the key. No problem, they thought. We have a key cabinet, which contains all the spare keys, and it should be easy to find. The only flaw in this theory is when they opened the key cupboard, there were dozens of old skeleton-type keys there, and they all looked the same. So the painstaking process began. Each key was inserted, and many of them fit quite nicely. However, when the key was turned, nothing happened. The door remained firmly locked, and access was denied. Apparently, this went on for several minutes, and various keys were being tried. Thankfully, I arrived back at the church around that time, and I was summoned to try and help. Fortunately, I have a key to the electricity door on my key ring, and within a matter of seconds, the door was opened and the meter was read. This episode reminds me of what Jesus said about himself. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. John chapter 10, verse 9. If we want access to God and all of his blessings, then we go through Jesus. Later in John's gospel, Jesus pronounces, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. These are amazing and staggering claims that Jesus makes about himself. He is the only door and the only way to God. And the way through the door comes when we, Jesus' sheep, hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him, fully trusting in his saving work. The Good Shepherd laid down his life to provide a way for his sheep to enter into God's loving presence. And entering into God's loving presence can only happen through Christ Jesus, the door and the way. Today, people are trying all kinds of ways to break down the door, separating them from God. Some try seeking pleasure, while others try to deny themselves pleasure. Many reach for mystical experiences, while others turn to science, reason, and logic. Still others depend on their emotions and their feelings, while others strive to be stoic and detached. Many attempt to deny or ignore evil in this world, whereas others will merely wallow in it. People today are trying all kinds of keys to unlock the door to God. Many of them look nice, and they make grand claims. But when you try turning them, nothing happens. We just get more and more frustrated when the next key we try fails to open the door. We know God is close, just behind the door, as it were, but we don't have the right key. But if we would only stop our frantic searching and listen to the voice of Jesus, we would know. For he announces, "I have the keys of death and Hades," in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Not only is Jesus the door and the way, but he also has the keys to go from slavery to freedom, from sadness to joy, from condemnation to forgiveness, and from death to life. Let us pray. Almighty God, whom to know is everlasting life, grant us perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, for he is the way, the truth, and the life, that following his steps, we may walk in the way that leads to eternal life, through that same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.